All right, so have you ever been up in your attic and hear something weird on your roof and wonder, should I call a contractor? Or maybe Ghostbusters?
Yeah, you're not alone. Most people don't really think about their roofs until it's like raining in the living room.
And nobody wants that. That's actually a perfect segue into what we're diving deep into today. It's this article, 7 Clear Indicators That It's Time to Replace Your Roof, and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to go beyond just what the 7 signs are, though. We're going to really get into like the nitty-gritty, like what does it actually mean and what can you do about it?
Yeah, it's kind of like your crash course in Roof Wisdom 101.
I love that. Roof Wisdom 101. Okay, so the article jumps right into these 7 signs. Some of them are more obvious than others. Like if you can see daylight through your roof boards, that's
Yeah,
probably
it's a bad sign.
not great. That's not a good one.
Yeah, you're way past needing a deep dive at that point. You need like emergency roof surgery.
Exactly. But then there are these other ones that are a little sneakier. You know, the ones that make you go, is that normal? Like finding those little shingle granules in your gutter.
Right.
I always just thought that was like debris from trees or something.
Yeah. It's funny because I think a lot of people think that. You know, those granules are actually really important because they act as like the shingles armor against the sun's UV rays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no
It's
idea.
like they have these tiny little shields that are deflecting the sun's harmful beams.
Okay, so detective mode activated. So if I'm seeing those granules in the gutter, that means that my roof is like losing its defenses.
Exactly. It's like you said, it's like detective mode. Those are like little breadcrumbs, like a
Correct.
little Hansel and Gretel trail
Yeah.
leading you to a bigger issue. Basically, those shingles are getting brittle and they're more vulnerable to the elements. That's when you start to see those signs of curling and buckling, which is another big red flag that the article mentions.
Which makes sense because if it's drying out and it's losing that protective layer, it's going to warp.
Exactly.
So speaking of all these warning signs, it really got me thinking, like, how long is a roof even supposed to last? Is there a magic number?
Yeah, so most roofs are designed to last for about 20 to 25 years,
Yeah.
you know, depending on the materials used and how it was installed. But kind of think of it like your car, right? Like eventually, no matter how well you maintain it, parts are going to wear out.
So regular checkups are key, just like with our own health. The article even mentions annual roof inspections, and especially after a bad storm. So I'm guessing that's even more important if you live in an area that's prone to a little more, shall we say, atmospheric excitement.
Oh, absolutely. And catching these minor issues early can really be the difference between a simple repair and a full-blown roof replacement.
Which leads us to the big question. When is the best time to replace your roof if it's past those minor fixes?
You'd think summer, right?
Yeah.
When it's nice out and you've got those long days.
That's what I would think. Like, seems like the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects.
Right.
So what's the deal with roofing? Why is that different?
No, imagine trying to like lay down, you know, perfectly smooth chocolate on like a scorching summer day.
It's gonna be a melty mess.
Exactly. It's going to get everywhere. And shingles are kind of the same way. Like they need that sweet spot of moderate temperatures so they can bond properly.
Yeah.
And that's why fall is like the gold standard for roof replacements.
Interesting. So shingles are high maintenance. Who knew? So it's not even just about like keeping the roofing crew, you know, from melting on your roof. It actually impacts like how well the roof is
It
installed.
really does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall gives you that perfect balance.
No.
Not too hot, not too cold. And generally, you have less chance of like thunderstorms popping up.
So no surprise delays because of a sudden downpour.
Exactly.
That's a win for everybody.
Right. Plus, it's not totally dark like it is in the winter. So the crew can still get everything done pretty efficiently.
And let's be real, getting it done before the winter storms hit is always a good move, especially depending on where you live. If you live in a place that has more intense atmospheric excitement
Yeah,
events,
you don't want to be dealing with like a leaky roof when it's snowing sideways.
right?
A new roof will give you better insulation, better weather resistance, and just overall peace of mind when those winter winds start to howl.
Yeah, peace of mind is priceless, especially when it comes to your house. But doesn't that also mean that everybody and their cousin is trying to book a contractor at the same time? Because if it's the best time to get your roof done.
Yeah, it's true. There's definitely an element of supply and demand there. The article actually even called out Steel Rudder Roofing, the company behind this whole guide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said they get slammed with calls in the fall.
So the takeaway there is if you're thinking fall roof replacement, don't wait till the last minute.
No, you've really got to be on top of it. Get on those contractor schedules early. Like, think of it like making reservations at a super trendy restaurant.
You want to be on that list.
Exactly.
That's a great analogy.
Speaking of being overwhelmed, The article goes into this whole thing about the materials and the tools needed for a roof replacement. And honestly, it's a lot.
Yeah.
We're talking flashing, underlayment, drip edge.
Like a whole new vocabulary.
It really is. I felt like I needed an engineering degree to understand it all.
Right. Like, is it really that complicated?
It can be. Honestly, that's why we have professional roofers.
True.
It's really intricate work,
Yeah.
but all those pieces matter.
Yeah.
Every component plays a role in making sure that your roof is going to last and withstand the elements.
So let's break down some of the big ones. Like, what are some of the most essential materials and what do they actually do?
Okay, so let's start with underlayment. It's kind of like the unsung hero of a roofing system.
Really?
Yeah, it's this protective layer that goes directly onto your roof deck underneath all the shingles. Think of it as kind of like a safety net. So even if any moisture gets past the shingles, the underlayment is there as backup.
Okay, so it's like a second line of defense against leaks.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Now, what about flashing? I feel like I hear that term thrown around a lot when it comes to roofing, but I'm never really sure like what it actually is.
So flashing is really important, especially around those like trickier areas of your roof where like the planes change. So think chimneys, skylights, dormers.
Oh, right, those little nooks and crannies.
Exactly.
Like in old houses I've rented, those are always the spots that seem to be.
Exactly. So flashing is usually made of metal and it's put in to create a watertight seal in those areas.
Oh, okay.
It basically redirects water away from like the seams and openings.
So it's preventing leaks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
So it's all about layers of protection and making sure that water is flowing away from the house, not into it.
Right.
Okay.
You got it.
That makes sense. But I know what our listeners are probably thinking because I'm thinking it too.
Yeah.
This all sounds expensive. And the article does mention a whole section on pricing breakdown.
Right.
I'm already bracing myself.
It's the question everyone has, like roof replacements are a big investment.
Yeah.
It's understandable that people might experience a little sticker shock.
So don't sugarcoat it. Give it to us straight. What are we talking about here?
Okay, so the article gives a range for like a standard asphalt shingle roof
Okay.
on an average sized house, and they say it's between $5,000 to $12,000.
Okay.
But that's just a starting point.
Right, because that's a pretty big range.
Exactly,
Okay.
because there's a lot of factors.
Okay.
Obviously, if you have a larger, more complicated roof, it's going to be more.
Right.
The type of material you choose is a big one.
Okay.
Asphalt shingles are the most common and generally the most affordable. But, you know, if you want something fancier like metal roofing or slate, those costs go way up.
So for those listening who are maybe feeling a little overwhelmed with all of this information, like where do you even begin?
Don't panic. And don't just rely on like frantic Google searches. My advice would be to reach out to like a reputable roofing contractor and just get a free consultation. Most companies, like even in the article Steel Rudder Roofing, they offer that. They're happy to come out, look at your roof, and give you a personalized quote based on your needs.
Right, because it's kind of like I wouldn't try to diagnose myself with some medical condition based on like WebMD spiral.
Exactly.
You got to talk to a professional.
They've seen it all. They can spot those little things that maybe you wouldn't even notice.
Right.
And they can tell you, like, honestly, is this a full roof replacement or can we just like patch a few things up?
And that's what it's about, just having all the information you need to make good decisions about your house. And speaking of information, I feel like we have armed our listeners with a toolbox full of knowledge about roofs today.
We really have.
We covered the warning signs. We talked about the best time to replace it, all those crazy materials.
And when to call in the pros, which is probably the most important part.
Right. Think of it like going to the dentist. Better to catch a cavity early than need a root canal later.
Perfect analogy. So if anyone out there is hearing this and relating to any of those warning signs, or maybe your roof is getting up there in years, you know, maybe pushing that 20-year mark,
Don't wait.
don't wait. Schedule the inspection. It's an investment.
Yeah, and there's really nothing quite like the feeling of knowing your roof can handle whatever crazy weather gets thrown at it.
Totally. Peace of mind.
Yeah.
You can actually like enjoy your house and not stress about every time you hear something up there.
And then if there are any weird noises, you can call the paranormal investigators.
There you go.
We'll leave that for another episode. But so we talked a lot about asphalt shingles today, but what if you have like tile or metal roofing, are the signs the same?
That's a really good question.
Something to think about.
Yeah, definitely do a little research.
Every roof is different.
Exactly.
Just like every house. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.